So, Deputy Thomas Pringle, you've made a call for the HSE to focus on planning to avoid some of the curtailing of services. Of course, good news coming this week that some of the X-ray facilities in Donegal Town and Killybegs will be reinstated to be open 2 days a week as compared to the reduced opening hours they'd had before this. But you're calling on the HSE to perhaps avoid this situation occurring in the first place?
Yeah, that's right. There's ongoing problems right across the board with the HSE in terms of, a lot of it is to do in terms of people going off on maternity leave and stuff like that, where the HSE don't seem to plan for any of these eventualities at all. And it's not as if they are unknown for the HSE. For example, you do hear of people maybe giving a notice that they go on maternity leave, and then the HSE might start the recruitment process maybe 6 months later to actually recruit cover for them. And that's just not on, because they know what the workforce planning that they have, that they should be able to do this a lot quicker. And I think it's a cynical way of just trying to save money that the HSE have, that they can actually save on the cost of running the service because somebody has been off on maternity leave or something like that there. And in this day and age, we shouldn't have that situation at all.
So what you're essentially calling for is a modernisation of the way the HSE manages its workforce and having people who can come in, maybe not even on short notice, have a few months' notice to kind of come in and recruit these people to fill these crucial community positions. This is essentially a modernisation of the service to be more organised so it can fully service the communities that it's supposed to.
Exactly. There's a requirement on workers to inform the HSE if they're going off on leave or something like that. So the HSE are given notice and plenty of time. And it shouldn't be beyond the realm of possibility that they'd be actually geared up to actually cover for somebody who's gone off. And I know in some instances where a member of staff may have retired and would be available to come back if they were asked, but they're not asked. And that's just doesn't make any sense at all. The HSE in this day and age needs to be better organised and needs to make sure that they can provide the cover. The HSE has a responsibility to us, and they work for us, and they have to provide the services for us.